And now dictation for Kirk, K-I-R-K, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, December 2049. Addresses a letter, Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N, double N actually, 828-6835. Dear Dr. Reichman, follow up for Mr. Miller, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, uric acid stones, last visit November, skin cancer removed, nose, left ear, Dr. Messenger, M-E-S-S-E-N-G-E-R. No activity for kidney stones, no abdominal back pain, no gross hematuria, no gout, no smoking. Essential tremor, mostly right hand, not compromising strength. Review system done being negative. Blood pressure at home. He brought a long list for the last few months. Most of the time, around 120s, 130s, over 60s and 70s. Pressing medication, lisinopril, HCTC. Today weight 176 stable, blood pressure nurse 118.75, no respiratory distress, lungs clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no edema, non-focal. There is flushing of the face and recent procedures, nose and left ear. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.75, stable for 10 years or longer, representing a GFR 40 stage 3B. Minor low sodium represents water balance, normal potassium acid base, normal nutrition, phosphorus, calcium elevated 10.5, no gross anemia, normal white blood cell and platelets. Prior PTH elevated at 85. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Underlying hypertension, blood pressure appears to be well controlled, no recurrence of uric acid stones, no need for EPO treatment. There is hypercalcemia and high PTH, which is not the typical for renal failure, which will be low calcium. There might be a component of primary hyperparathyroidism, but clinically stable, not symptomatic, we will watch. The low sodium concentration representing free water has fluctuated over time. Discuss with the patient the meaning of that. Other chemistry is stable. Plan to see him back in 6 months.